joining us in the studio. It's a singer-songwriter, and that's Paul Stone. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very right, good. Mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good.
Excellent. Now, Paul, you got in contact because you've got a song, and you produced a song ahead of the Tour de Yorkshire, which is... we're hurtling towards it now. It's not that long away now. I'm getting quite excited.
About 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Whoa, I'm actually going to be working a weekend, Mark.
Well, that'll make a change. You get 3 weeks off, or what, you to make it be in your contract?
Just to calm down after working a weekend.
Well, you have a week off to build up to it, and then two weeks off to recover, yeah.
I think that's about right.
About fair, that.
That's about right. It's fair. You've come up with... Well, at the moment, it's the unofficial theme to the Tour de Yorkshire. Just tell us how this sort of all came about.
A hook, in fairness, a musical hook... I supported the Tour de France, like, it was incredible. Did a few live performances of that a few years ago. And I just think what's happened with bringing cycling to Yorkshire and everything that's gone on is fantastic. The crowds, the support of the Yorkshire people, which is who we are, welcoming people into the kind of county. But I just thought this year, I want to kind of try and write a song for it. And the hook came to me, which is You'll Never Ride Alone. The concept that, people that are going to come to Yorkshire, people that are out, we're really, really friendly, as you know, in comparison to other counties. And the bottom line is...
Sorry,
I never said that. But the idea is that, I want people to kind of know that they're really welcome to Yorkshire. I'm really proud to be a Yorkshireman. And it kind of evolved itself, really. Wrote it on a piano demo, sent it to a lot of my guys in London that I work with, obviously in the music industry. They all kind of went, this is a good track.
Right. I wonder where you were going then.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm going to be careful now.
There were a bit of a pause.
It's good.
Well, you got to build yourself up, mate. You got to build yourself up.
That's it. So, yeah, it evolved from that.
Okay, I believe you. It's not the official one yet, but you're hoping it could be.
To be quite honest, all I want really is just the Yorkshire people to kind of get behind it, to sing it. I'd love it to kind of be a bit of a local kind of an anthem, if you know what I mean, just for people to kind of latch onto it. I think it's got some lovely little bits in there that reflect who we are as people and as a county. So,
okay. Did it take long to put together? I mean, I was intrigued how, like, the ideas come and then how long it takes to, like, write a song and put it all together. How long was the process for you?
Well, the hook came in the middle of the night.
Really?
The song came about for me in the next morning, and we kind of put it together just on a piano. And then, to put it together, the people that have been behind it, my producer in London, Ali Statton, he's worked with various kind of people for years and he's a real great talent. He produced my last album. And it takes a while. It doesn't just come together overnight. People, to do it properly, my kind of passion is to record music properly. I've had a full string section on it. Yeah, so there's real string players on it, the full kind of rhythm section. And some of the players that are kind of, that have come on board that we kind of gig with are phenomenal. They've been on everybody's record. And I think you can hear real music. That's my kind. If I'm going to put a record together, all I want to do is kind of record it the best I can in my budget, if you know what I mean. So that was the aim.
I'm intrigued as well because this is sort of outside your usual comfort zone, isn't it? Because the sort of thing I remember writing, thinking sort of big band swing, that sort of thing.
Reprise of Swing was the album that I put together that kind of made the kind of Radio 2 and did a lot of things with that and kind of gigged and toured that a little bit. But that's kind of close to my heart. That's what I love. I've always loved that since Leeds College of Music. That's my kind of background.
Is that where you started?
Leeds College of Music.
What did you study then? There.
Well, voice and social kind of drinking.
Sounds like a great college, personally.
You've got a degree like that, haven't you, Darren?
I have. At night school it was.
Superb.
So this is a little bit of a departure for you, then?
Yeah, to be honest, I got... in fact, she's from Yorkshire. A lady called Helen Thomas at Radio 2. She really kindly sent me an email back saying, I want to make more daytime playlists and to become more commercial. As much as I love big band and swing, which I will always do because that's kind of I just love it. It's like a hobby, if that makes sense. We do a lot of awards and gigs and everything else. I realise I want to go a little bit more commercial. And I suppose she gave me the kind of confidence to write again, really. So, because, you know, writing big band swing, it's more complicated than writing pop.
There's a few more elements to
absolutely,
it,
yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, credible, yeah, kind of credible pop is the angle I'm loving. I'm really enjoying it, to be honest.
Okay. And is this going to be available, like, now? Is this going to be available to download? And how are people going to get hold of this?
Yeah, it's going to be released next Friday, the 14th.
Right, okay.
And then we've got 2 weeks leading up to the big event itself.
Right.
So I'm trying to, obviously, thanks to you guys, you know, support from radio stations and kind of media and press, it's hopefully we can kind of build it and get people to hear about it.
Yeah.
What's your object? What do you want? I know you want it to be the anthem, but what is this? What's in it for you is what I would ask.
That's a good question. To be quite honest, I've kind of done what I wanted to do, which is to create a record that I'm kind of proud of.
Yeah.
And wherever that record goes, then that's kind of down to the people out there. And if they like it, fantastic. If they don't, then I respect that. It's just for me. I want to record and write great music, and that's, I think, any musician, true musician, that's what it's all about. I mean, if you want to be in the music industry to make money, you're in the wrong job.
Sounds like radio. Yeah.
Does a bit, doesn't it?
Does a little bit. You rode as well, didn't you? You did like a 100-mile thing on a bike for charity not that long ago.
Yeah. Wow. That's, I won't be doing it again.
Is that not
in fact,
again?
I'd rather do that than have to sing anything. So,
really?
I thought we made admiration for this guy.
We could have tested out our big band skills. We could have tested out your crooning this morning.
I'd rather work on the coursework for his degree. we're doing a peacock next door.
Yeah, no. We could do that, definitely.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, have you any plans to perform it anywhere? I mean, would
Probably
that
nice.
Be nice to be asked? Because there's going to be a lot of people around, aren't
there? Yeah, I think last year there was over 2 million. Mm. So this year, hopefully even more. Yeah, I'd love to. Like, I mean, live is what I do. That's kind of all I know, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I'm a live musician gigging on the weekend. I've got a big band to go everywhere. And that's what I do. So to get that opportunity to kind of perform it live, yeah, that would be superb.
Mm-hmm. Where do you start putting a big band together? Because you just put an advert in the paper.
Leeds College of Music.
Is it just all your old school friends?
Yeah. I mean, there's a good
way of doing it.
There's a lot of guys there now. There's some fantastic musicians that are based, you know, around here. They're really, I mean, it's a great college, fantastic college.
Yeah.
And some serious talent comes out of it. And it's just like anything, you just become kind of mates, and it's just a phone call. Do you want to do a gig on a Saturday? Can you do this? Can we go down in London? We're abroad, we're going to France. It's just one of those that it just becomes a... Well, it's not a job. It's a hobby.
I guess music's like sport, isn't it? Everyone would like to be able to do it. Not everyone can do it, and there's a select few that actually get to do it and make a lot of money out of doing it.
Well, yeah, but I think, to be honest, it's just a matter of doing it. Same with sport, innit? You don't have to be a professional to enjoy. I mean, you're on about golf early. I play golf. I'm never going to be a plus one handicap, but I enjoy going out and having a knock on a weekend. And I don't think you need to be the best to enjoy something. You just go out and do it. That's why we're doing it.
By the way, we were talking about tips for the Masters, and a friend of mine then messaged me who is actually at Augusta,
right?
He reckons Matt Fitzpatrick, he's from Sheffield, isn't he?
He is.
Fitzpatrick. He reckons he's probably a good each way bet because he got top 10 last time around.
66-1, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Memory serves.
I think so. There's a few little names. He went for Fitzpatrick, Kjeldsen, Ryan Moore and Ross Fisher.
Oh, I saw you'd been in my account looking to put some bets on.
I was going to put a pound. I just have a look at the odds there and I just thought,
be careful.
I won't put any money on, don't worry.
It's always worth a cheeky pound.
I think
it is, especially when he's betting with my money. Yeah,
right.
Even more so.
It's the only way to do it.